Hey, welcome. Today we're diving into low-mid cleanup strategies for drum and bass in Ableton Live. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'll assume you're comfortable routing, grouping, and using racks and the stock devices like EQ8, multiband dynamics, saturator, and utility. Our mission: reduce muttonness in roughly the 100 to 800 Hz band so your kicks, subs, and breaks sit cleanly and still hit hard. Let's get into it. First, quick overview of the workflow. Group your tracks into a drum bus, a bass bus, and a music or pad bus. Put Spectrum on the master for visualization, but do your corrective work in context, solo only for identification. The core techniques we'll use are frequency sweeping to find problem spots, conservative surgical EQ cuts, dynamic control with multiband dynamics, monoing the sub, while keeping the body stereo, and parallel saturation to restore perceived weight after cutting. Also, arrangement moves and automation are as important as processing. Okay, finding the problem frequency. On the problematic channel, load EQ8, pick a bell band, boost plus 6 dB, set a fairly high Q, around 6 to 8, and sweep from 100 up to 800 Hz while the loop plays. Where the sound becomes honky, boxy, or mushy, that's your trouble spot. Note the center frequency. It might be somewhere like 220, 320, or 420 Hz. Remove the boost and remember those areas to cut. Now surgical correction. Put EQ8 early in the offending chain and use a bell cut at the identified center. Start with small moves, minus 2 to minus 6 dB. For broader muttonness, use a Q around 0.8 to 1.2. For resonant notches, tighten up to 2.54. Don't overdo it. Also, high pass all non-bass elements, pads, stads, and mini synths can be HP'd between 120 and 250 Hz depending on the sound. Use 12 to 24 dB per octave slopes for musical results. If you want dynamics instead of static cuts, use multiband dynamics as a dynamic EQ substitute. Put it on the bass bus or drum bus and split roughly into low 2120 Hz, mid 100-2500 Hz, and high 500 Hz plus. On the mid band, set the threshold so it only reacts when low mid energy spikes. Start your threshold around minus 30 to minus 20 and tune by ear. Use a ratio between 2:1 and 4:1, attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds and release between 50 and 200 milliseconds. Compensate gain lightly. If necessary, sidechain the mid band to the kick or snare so the band ducks on hits, letting transients cut through. Mono the sub. Keep the mid stereo. Create an audio effect rack on your bass channel with two chains. Chain 1 is the low chain. Low pass at about 120 Hz, then utility with width at 0% to force mono. Chain 2 is the high chain. High pass at 120 Hz and the rest of your processing kept at full stereo width. Use the chain selector or leave static. The point is the sub is focused and mono, while the body keeps stereo character. Parallel saturation is a huge trick to regain perceived weight after you cut low mids. Create a return called distort par, send bass and drum bus to it. On the return, put a saturator but protect the sub. Either low pass before saturator at around 100-150 Hz, or do the opposite, HP before saturator so the saturation affects only the mids. For drive, try 3 to 6 dB and work with dry slash wet around 40-60%. We're blending. This adds harmonics in the 700 Hz up to a couple kilohertz region, so the bass reads louder without pumping more energy into the 200-400 Hz mod. On the drum bus, keep things punchy and controlled. A suggested chain, EQ8 with HP on non-kick elements, drum bus for gentle drive and transient shaping, drive 2 to 6, transient plus 1 to plus 3, then multiband dynamics targeting the mid band to tame break thumps in the 200-500 Hz zone. Finishing with glue compressor for cohesion, set fastish attack 3 to 8 milliseconds and aim for 2 to 4 dB gain reduction on average. Arrangement moves are part of the mix. Automate high passes on the music or pad bus to sweep up during drops. Move them from 120 Hz to 250-350 Hz so the bass and drums have breathing room. Consider muting or reducing low mid heavy stabs during the full drop. Bring them back on fills for impact. Always check the master in mono. Use utility width 0% on the master to verify translation. Use Spectrum to compare energy in the 200-500 Hz area against a reference track. Check on claw monitors and small speakers. If it sounds clean and still heavy on both, you're winning. Common pitfalls to avoid. Don't overcut the 200-400 Hz range or your bass will go thin. Don't try to fake clarity by boosting highs. Remove masking first. Very narrow notches can cause hollowness. Use them only for true resonances, and don't fix everything in solo. Context matters. Quick Pro Coach Notes. Train your ears to subtract rather than add. Turn the monitors down. Masking often reveals itself at lower levels. Use utility phase invert to detect clashes. Duplicate a layer. Invert the phase and listen for cancellation. Resonances that appear only on certain notes might be better fixed by retuning or resampling that layer. Save safety versions of your racks. A tested split sub chain and a mid-band multi-band preset will save time and keep your decisions consistent. If you want advanced options, try mid-side EQ8 and cut the mid only around the treble area to reduce boxiness without killing width. For micro ducking, build a trigger track from a transient-only drum bus and sidechain a narrow band compressor on the bass bus. It lets the kick punch through without static notches. Frequency-specific gating and split automation of multiband thresholds are powerful for evolving sections. For sound design, build a two-part bass, a pure mono sub and a body layer band passed around 200-700 Hz. Give the body parallel saturation and a steep HB to keep it out of the sub region. Try this mini exercise to lock the techniques in. Make a 16-bar loop with kick, sub, a mid-bass body, an amen break and one stab or pad. Group into drums, bass, and music. This audio version is shortened for playback.